Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Let's talk recruiting on this Thunder and Lightning Extra. I've got Marshall Levinson here. He covers recruiting nationally for Rivals and for Yahoo Sports. He was at the Elite 11 event a week ago, which is why I wanted to have him on this podcast. Talk about Mississippi State's quarterback commitment, Kamario Taylor. Just start us off, Marshall, with what you thought of him. What did you know about Kamario Taylor coming in, and then what did you think of him coming out?
You know, going in, you know, I'd seen him before in some 7-on-7 settings at national tournaments. So I went in with kind of a base knowledge of what he was, a big athlete, a great athlete, guy with a big arm, someone that we knew could push the ball down the field. But, you know, this event was going, you know, going in, we wanted to see, you know, can he throw to all parts of the field with such a big arm? And, you know, what was the accuracy like? And did he have some finesse and some touch? And, you know, wanted to check out the footwork and just the functional movements. And, you know, those are the little pieces of the puzzle that go into playing the quarterback position. And so, you know, over a 2 or 3 day period, we really got to see a lot of them and, you know, we're able to put together a bigger picture, a better picture of what we already knew about him. So, you know, it was good going out there to see him. You know, he was certainly impressive. You know, just as all those guys out there, it was an elite group that he was a part of out there.
You kind of hit on something there in your description. Is Taylor an athlete playing quarterback, or is he a quarterback who's a good athlete?
Right now, I would say probably an athlete playing quarterback. You know, I think he was probably one of the more raw quarterbacks out there, which is not a knock on him. That's actually more probably a points to his upside, actually. You know, there's quite a few guys out there that maybe they are what they are. They're not necessarily finished products, but you know what they're going to be like in the future. With Kamario, you really don't know yet. You know, you maybe know the style that he's going to be, but you don't know his ceiling yet. And that can be fairly exciting for, you know, fans and coaches. And when you're looking at his future, there are questions to be answered, but they're not necessarily bad questions. It's just truly going to be one of those guys that it probably starts to scratch, you know, his surface or his potential when he gets to the next level and gets in that environment and that setting. So, yeah, I would say definitely an athlete. You know, he's a really big kid, and like I said, a really big arm. But you know, he really doesn't even know what he's doing with it yet. So that's, you know, pretty exciting to go, you know, as far as pointing to his future with, you know, especially with the office he's gonna be playing in and being in the SEC.
You know that no college player or any kind of player can be the first of anything, right? We always have to have a comp for everybody. So who's the comp for Kamario Taylor?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Wow. I'm trying to think of something. Someone with definitely a big arm.
You know, you're free to say Cam Newton. I think everybody who's listening to the podcast would be thrilled.
It's not the furthest thing from the truth. That's certainly true. You know, he's not initially as big as Cam. Now, I mean, once he hits the weight room, when he gets to Starkville, who knows what he turns into? But I mean, yeah, I mean, we can go there. We're talking about a big kid here. He's not going to be easy to bring down. You know, I don't know what he's going to look like as a runner, but being in that offense, I'm sure that he's going to run a little bit. And you know, at Elite 11, we don't get to see much of the, you know, the legs being worked out. It's all about the arm in this one. But you know, he's one of those guys that certainly, if running was a part of this, and this was a, you know, a full padded deal, you know, his stock would have been much higher even coming out. And it's not low by any means. It's just, you know, he was only able to show one part of his game, and some guys don't run, so all they have is their arm. But you know, we only got to see one part of what he can do. And yeah, I mean, Cam Newton's probably not that far off, which is, you know, crazy to say for any comparison. So yeah, you might have hit that one on the head as far as what he may do over the time of his development.
Well, if Rivals is hiring for evaluators, man, just I'll send me my resume.
We can look into that.
You mentioned the offense, and you know, Jeff Lebby's offense is known for putting up big numbers at the quarterback position, and not necessarily with guys who have become high NFL draft choices. Mackenzie Milton, not an NFL guy. Mm-hmm. Matt Corral was down in the draft and hasn't made an impact yet. Dylan Gabriel, we'll see what happens with him. Do you like this, the fit of the Jeff Lebby offense, this veer and shoot offense for Kamario Taylor's talents?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the main conversations we had about Kamario Taylor, you know, at the event was, yeah, this is going to work for him. This is going to fit. He's going to sling the ball around the field. And, you know, that's what his arm is made for. And that's what Jeff Lebby, like you said, they're going to put up points. And his arm is made to put up points and move down the field. So, Now, there's going to be aspects of his game that he's going to need to, you know, maybe add or develop. And I think a little bit it maybe is the short game, and, you know, putting some touch on some things. And, you know, his accuracy is going to need to get a little bit better. But again, he, like I said, he's an athlete playing quarterback. He's going to figure it out. And with his arm, he's almost a little bit too strong for himself. So as he learns the game of football and Jeff Lebby is able to get him in that system, and, you know, he's out there seeing what, you know, learning what he's supposed to be doing, that arm is going to, you know, fall exactly where it needs to be. So yeah, he definitely has the body type and the play style to put up points. And, you know, Jeff Lebby should be very, very happy that he's headed there.
It's, you know, the state of Mississippi produces a lot of talent year in and year out in every recruiting cycle, but it's rare that we have two elite quarterbacks in this state at the same time. Mm-hmm. You had two at this competition with Taylor and with Deuce Knight out of George County High School. He's committed to Notre Dame. It feels like just on the surface that Knight is the more polished prospect, that he's, if he had to go in, he could play maybe as a freshman. Taylor needs some seasoning. Am I right on that? Is there sort of maybe a higher ceiling on Taylor, but you know what you're getting with Knight?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. Yeah, Deuce Knight is just more of a quarterback right now. He's more polished. And that's not necessarily saying that, like you said, Camargo might have a higher upside. Now, Deuce Knight is going to have a big upside. I mean, he's another big, big athlete. Now, he's throwing it from the left side. So our comparison for him and what a lot of people have thrown out there is, you know, maybe a version of just went to the Falcons. I'm blanking on his name now. Was that Washington? Michael Penix.
Oh, Penix.
Yeah, so there might be a comparison to Penix for Deuce Knight. But basically they're not that far off as athletes. I mean, Deuce Knight tests fantastic as an athlete. You know, he's got the bounce and he's got the explosiveness, and Cornell Taylor's maybe not as explosive as an athlete, but he's certainly got the size. And, you know, again, I think he's not as polished as Deuce, but, you know, once he gets into that system and gets on a college campus and gets in that weight room, you're going to see him look like a million bucks. And so, you know, I wouldn't put it past Camargo to play early. He definitely has the arm for it. But, you know, again, they're going to have to see him, you know, probably add a little bit to his game in terms of that, you know, slowing it down a little bit at times and honing in some accuracy, which Deuce has been able to do so far. You know, I think he's had a little bit more structure around him in his game. So, you know, Camargo will get there, and you know, I have no doubt that he'll get that pretty quickly when he gets on a college campus.
What do you think about Jeff Lebby as a recruiter? State, you know, has been really hot on the recruiting trail. They've picked up 13 commitments in the last 2 weeks, and they're rumored to be picking up three or four more in the coming days. You know, Lebby came to Mississippi State with kind of the reputation of a guy who enjoys the recruiting process, and he's hired some guys on his staff that are known as good recruiters. He had one on staff with Chad Bumpus. Lebby, the recruiter, can he be a guy who elevates State from a consistent, you know, top 25 to 30 kind of recruiting team to a more of a top 20 team?
Yeah, I think so over time. And it may take a couple years to get there just with the way that recruiting works. And, you know, to recruit, you have to win. And so, I mean, we don't know what Mississippi State's going to look like this year necessarily. So, you know, it might take a couple years for that program to get, you know, kind of some momentum rolling with the way they want to. And now, I mean, with the way things are going, and with his offense, they're going to put up points. And now, to win games, you need to put up points. You only see so many teams that are out there with a full defensive mindset, you know, that are going to drag games and win them, you know, 10-7, 14-10 kind of games. That's not what you're going to see very much. So I think if Mississippi State is putting up points and, you know, they have big time playmakers on the perimeter and at quarterback, yeah, he's going to be able to recruit. And it's the SEC, and if they're in competition with some of those big teams, which they're going to be if they're scoring points, yeah, he's going to be able to get things rolling and, you know, be a top 15, top 20, you know, recruiting team on a regular basis. And so I just think it may take a couple years to go from that, you know, 35 to 30 to 25 to 20 kind of range. But, you know, guys like Camargo Taylor are going to be the ones that, you know, convince others to come. So when guys play with Camargo, they see that big arm and those receivers love that stuff. So, you know, depending on how early he plays, there's going to be some young guys that want to, you know, jump on the boat with him.
Well, speaking of that, we can't do a national recruiting analyst interview and not talk about the number one player in the state, Caleb Cunningham, the five-star receiver out of Choctaw County. Announced he was going to make a July decision, which was a change. He'd been talking about taking it all the way to signing day. I don't think that an early decision necessarily favors Mississippi State. I think State will be in it till the end. I know, you know, that he's on this campus a lot, visiting unofficially, visiting Stonka Burnside and J.J. Harrell, who are his big friends from the last class. I think right now Alabama has a lot of momentum. What do you know about the recruitment of Caleb Cunningham? What do you expect? Do you expect him to make that decision in July? And what do you expect that decision to be?
You know, he's a tough one to read, and I think a lot of it's because he makes it tough to read. I mean, he's a lot of visits that he's taken. He's come out and publicly said, you know, this school or that school is number one, and he's said that about a few different schools. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think
every visit he takes, Marshall, that's the number one school the next day.
Yeah. A lot of times, I mean, some guys are like that. I mean, he may be, you know, he may be playing up to the media a little bit and everything, or he may be, you know, coming off some post visit highs and feeling that way about a lot of different places. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he commits before the season. A lot of guys like to get it over with, but you know, his recruitment will certainly not be over, you know, until signing day, until pen to paper. So yeah, they'll be in it for the long run, but I think Alabama right now is probably the team to watch the most.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you there, but I think State will recruit him until the day ink hits paper for sure. Marshall
100%.
Levinson. Yeah. Marshall Levinson, Rivals and Yahoo Sports National Recruiting Analyst. Thanks so much for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.